when God says, I'm not going to fail you, you can trust Him. You can be assured that He will not fail us. As I was thinking about this, I thought the age-old question, is there anything God can't do? Everybody asks the question, is there anything He can't do? And the answer immediately is no. There isn't anything He can't do. And in some ways that is true. But then you complicate the reality with, there are some things He will not do. Because He is exactly who He is. And so in a sense, because He will not fail us, He cannot fail us. Not because He doesn't have the capacity, I suppose, but because He said, I won't. And He is a God that never changes. When He saved you, He sealed you with the presence of Himself in His Spirit. And He not only, it's not that He cannot, I suppose, it's just that He will not forsake you. This is an evidence, by the way, of salvation. This is what a lot of people have forgotten about what it means to be saved. Is they think they can get saved, or they can, quote, become a Christian, make their decision, read the Scripture, follow the pattern, shake the hand, get baptized, all these religious things that man has done about salvation, and somehow they think that that moment, if God never intervenes, if He never witnesses unto them, if He never blesses them with His presence thereafter, it's okay because, after all, I did read the Scripture. When the Scripture clearly says, I'm not going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. There is two sides of this coin. Yes, He's going to give us all we need, and that's the side that I have focused upon this morning for an encouraging thought that God's going to give us what we need. But there's also another side to this coin. When you stray from Him, He doesn't forsake you. Let me ask you that are parents. When your children do something wrong, do you just forsake them and walk away? Throw your hands up, forget it? I didn't ask you if you were tempted. I asked you if you did. The easy thing to do is to do that, right? I give up. I can't take it anymore. But would we call that good parenting? No, it's when they stray that parenting becomes more important. It's when your child goes the wrong way that your wisdom, your instruction, your correction, yes, indeed, your punishment, that becomes the most important thing in that child's life. Because why? Because if you don't correct them, they're going to continue to go that way. They're going to continue to stray because they're sinners. One of the problems, I think, but the basis of a lot of the education in this country is that we don't simply accept the fact that children are evil. They are. And guess what? We're all children to varying degrees. We are all evil. We always have the concern, those of you that have been teachers, you know, it's often not the students that are your biggest problem. It's mom and dad. Not my little Johnny. He'd never do that. You know, well, little Johnny did, because little Johnny's a sinner. And we need to correct them. But oftentimes we don't think of God like this. In this manner, we think we've forgotten that when you get saved, He's always there. He'll not leave you. He'll not forsake you. And when you stray, depending on how He desires to work with you, He may gradually push you back. He may, in a very striking way, push you back on the path. But He's going to do something to attempt to get you back on the path. If God converted you, He saved you, and if you claim that, but there's never been any time since that day to now that you can look back and feel the presence of God in chastisement, in correction, then you need to examine very closely your salvation. That's not according to me, that's according to the Word of God. You must examine it to see whether or not you're being a faith. Because God, He will not forsake you. And so, in many ways, you can promise yourself, you can be guaranteed that He is going to be there both in comfort and peace and joy when you serve Him, and chastisement when you don't. But either way, God doesn't forsake His children.